morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here, flying solo on the takeaway. My solo takeaway days may be coming to an end. We got a pretty exciting announcement later on in the show, so stay tuned. We've been talking about healthcare. We referred to Max Baucus there at the top. In just a moment, Todd Zwillick is going to talk more about the details of the Max Baucus bill and if there's any sort of strategy there going forward for the Baucus bill. But with us still is Bob Schrum, former senior advisor to the Kerry and Gore presidential campaigns. He's now a senior fellow at the NYU Wagner School of Public Service. He's on the line from his home in Cape Cod. Bob, first of all, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
In thinking sort of broadly about what's happened over the last couple of weeks, and we've got Barack Obama going on the talk shows, or at least his administration officials going on the talk shows this weekend, and going on Letterman, I believe, early next week to talk about health care. Speeches, of course, the one before the joint session of Congress. It seems that in this health care debate, and maybe I'm mistaken, but the Obama administration is emphasizing the bully pulpit and the kind of broad appeal to the American electorate, and maybe neglecting the levers of power, the deal-making that needs to take place behind the scenes to actually get something done in the House and Senate. What do you think?
I think behind the scenes there's probably a lot more deal-making that we don't see right now. This reminds me a lot of what happened with the stimulus. You'll recall that as the package moved through Congress, people were saying the president should have had more control of this, he should be more intimately involved with this, somehow or other. I remember reading a piece like 10 days before he signed it that said this may take months to pass, there's too much opposition. And I think Obama's pretty calm and steady about these things. He has a strategy that he's going to pursue. The strategy has two tracks. One is to see if they can get to 60 votes, which requires mostly, by the way, pleasing not Republicans in the Senate, but these moderate blue dog Democrats. And if they can't get all the way to 60 votes, if they're going to lose some of those blue dog Democrats, can't get a single Republican, then I think they'll do it through a process known as reconciliation, which only requires 50 votes plus Joe Biden. It's filibuster proof.
Hmm. You know, in thinking sort of historically back to, say, the Johnson era, it seemed that politicians back then were much more strategic in their dealing with Congress rather than being tactical bill to bill. That there were favors that were sort of accumulated and then drawn down. You can read great stories about how Johnson cultivated people that had almost nothing in common with his political views. And listen to Barack Obama, who's certainly a student of LBJ and Teddy Kennedy, someone you worked with, talking about Teddy Kennedy's sort of legislative deal-making tactics.
Teddy walked into a meeting with a plain manila envelope and showed only the chairman that it was filled with the Texan's favorite cigars. When the negotiations were going well, he would inch the envelope closer to the chairman. When they weren't, he'd pull it back. Before long, the deal was done.
Now, there's President Obama giving homage to Ted Kennedy in his eulogy at the Ted Kennedy Memorial. But I'm wondering if it's President Obama's style to use those sorts of tactics, Bob Schrum.
Oh, I think he'd do that. Look, but by the way, that story, those were Cuban cigars. And
yeah.
And that was done more than once with Jack Brooks, who was the chairman of a House committee from Texas. Kennedy did this all the time. I mean, with Bob Dole, when Teddy was trying to save the Voting Rights Act and successfully did in 1982, the Reagan administration was going after it. In fact, a young lawyer named John Roberts was sort of in charge of that. He's now the Chief Justice of the United States.
Right.
Kennedy had a bill, and he needed to get a major Republican co-sponsor for the bill. He recruited Bob Dole, and Dole said, I'll do it. All I want is to have my name be first on the bill. Kennedy said, fine. It's like the National Cancer Institute. Nixon was willing to sign it, but he said Kennedy's name has to come off the bill, even though it was Kennedy's idea. He said, fine, take my name off the bill. So you have to be willing to give up credit. I think Obama would be willing here to give the Republicans a lot of credit, but they're absolutely determined not to work with him. And the pressure on people like Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, who might be the defectors, I think is immense. So he may have to get this bill through by a really narrow kind of parliamentary procedure that Lyndon Johnson was quite expert at in using, for example, in passing the 1957 Civil Rights Bill.
You know, cigars aren't going to work on Olympia Snowe, I have a feeling, right?
Well, they're probably not going to work on most people at this point.
Right. So, I guess.
I mean, if Arnold Schwarzenegger were in the Senate, I guess they'd work.
They'd probably work. But I do see the president giving these speeches that are trying to broadly guilt trip legislators into coming his way. But even in the Democrats trying to do a party line vote, the blue dogs gain power as the margin gets narrower and narrower. And I just wonder if the Obama administration has a way of dealing with that.
Well, we're going to find out. I wouldn't bet against him. Having watched this guy first in September of 2007, when a lot of people in his own campaign, including all his fundraisers, were saying, look, we're way behind Hillary. We don't have a chance. He got him on the phone, and he said, I have a plan. We're going to move ahead with that plan. I think we're going to be fine in the end. And no, we're not going to run a bunch of negative TV ads about Hillary Clinton. He was very steady then. He was very steady during the stimulus debate last winter. I think he's going to be steady here. But by the way, these talk shows this Sunday are going to be all Obama all the time, except on Fox. I mean, you're not going to be able to turn TV on Sunday morning and not see Obama.
All right. The takeaway there from Bob Shrum, former senior advisor to Kerry and the Gore presidential campaigns, a senior fellow at NYU's Wagner School of Public Service. Don't bet against Obama. He's steady, and he's going forward on health care. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.